The Czech flag is just about to turn 100, and ahead of that great landmark, Daniela Lazareva now speaks to an expert on the origins of the red, white and blue tricolour.
The national flag of the Czech Republic, which is the same as that of former Czechoslovakia, will celebrate in centenary on March 30th. While the celebrations of the centenary of Czechoslovakia were grandiose, the flag's golden anniversary is likely to pass largely unnoticed, overshadowed by the coronavirus crisis and other concerns. I spoke to the country's leading vexillologist, Aleš Brožek, about how the flag was selected, why Czechs only bring it out in turbulent times, and how to prevent hoisting it the wrong way round. I began by asking him how the flag was selected.
It was a body of specialists. The head was a professor from the Charles University, Dr. Gustav Friedrich, and he invited to this commission also Jaroslav Kurza. This was an archivist working in the archive of the Ministry of Interior. And there were also members from different ministries. For example, Antonín Valšík from the Ministry of Defense. He was a Navy officer and he had a lot of knowledge and he knew the flag etiquette. He knew how to hoist the flags, and Jaroslav Kurza, he was a good painter and he had a good knowledge of heraldry. So these two people were the most important people in the Arms Committee, and the committee was established at the end of the 1918 to create the coat of arms of the Czechoslovakia. Of Czechoslovakia, because it was necessary to have passports and the question of the flag was not so important. And therefore, the first period when they started to discuss the Czechoslovak flag, it was in April 1919. They thought that the flag could be white and red because the flag of Bohemia was white or red because the arms of Bohemia, it was a silver lion on a red shield. However, Poland and Austria, both countries had also red and white colors in the flag, and therefore it was decided to accept the third color, blue color, because white, red and blue, these are Pan-Slavic colors. And the question was only how to add blue color to the flag. And they didn't want to have horizontal or vertical stripes. They wanted to have an unusual solution. So there was also one draft, one proposal with a blue triangle.
With a blue wedge, yes.
Which reached only to one third of the flag length. And it was an unusual motif, an unusual design proposal, and not everybody liked it. And therefore, Mr. Valšík even tried to hoist these flags on the steamships of Prague Company on the river Moldau, and to see how this flag looks like.
Right, and did Czechs and Slovaks have a big argument about what to put on it?
So it was said that the blue triangle stands for Slovakia. Yeah, therefore it was a nice combination of three colors, Pan-Slavic colors. However, the Slovaks used also flags of these colors, namely white, blue, and red in the 19th century. So the blue color was good for them. So this flag represented both nations.
So what do the red, white and blue colours stand for? Because some people think red may stand for blood and white for purity, which is not true, is it? So
Well, it's not true, and there was no official description. their colors means. We know, and it was said that these are Pan-Slavic colors. However, if we say that red is the blood of the color of blood, it is not official. However, we can use it. Yeah, not all national flags have such meaning that color red means that and so on. Therefore, the reason why we use this flag or we selected this flag because we wanted to have the colors which are in the arms of Slovakia and in the arms of Bohemia. Yeah, and there are also Pan-Slavic colors. So no other symbolic meaning was there.
I understand that President Masaryk wanted 5 stars on the flag. Is that right?
Well, he suggested, because when the draft of the flag with the blue triangle extending only to the 1/3 of the flag length went to the parliament, this draft went to the Constitutional Committee at first. And there was one member of this Constitutional Committee. His name was Josef Zareba Pfefferman, and he disliked this flag. And he suggested to have another flag. It would be white or red flag with a so-called flag of American Slovaks, consisted again from Slavic colors, 5 horizontal stripes, red, white, blue, white, and red, however, without stars. And he sent this design to Masaryk because it was his friend. And Masaryk wrote him, yes, it's a good solution. However, I suggest to put also 5 stars for Bohemia, Moravia, Silesia, Slovakia, and Subcarpathia, Ukraine. So we can say that Masaryk didn't like the flag with the blue triangle. However, he was, you can say, not Stranitsky, and therefore he didn't want to influence the parliament. Yeah?
Once the flag was approved, how was it received by the public?
I think that when it was received, it was March 1920, and there were other problems when to discuss the flag. Lasted several months before it was hoisted because there were no ceremonies. I think the first use was in October 1920 when we celebrated 2 years of independence. And, you know, people had other
concerns.
Concern, yes. So
I understand that there was a ban on using the flag during the Nazi occupation. Is that right?
Yeah. When the protectorate Bohemia and Moravia was established, we continued to use this flag. However, it was the Slovak embassy in Berlin who sent a letter to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs asking why we use the flag of Czechoslovakia when no more Czechoslovakia exists. And also the German population wanted to change the flag, and we must be happy that the change was only slight, that the flag of protectorate was white over red over blue. So again, this Pan-Slavic colors were there. Yeah. That there was no idea to add, for example, swastika on the flag.
Now, the next big milestone was in 1993 when Czechoslovakia officially broke up into 2 separate countries. We kept the flag. Was that a problem?
It was a problem because there was a law about the dissolution or about the partition of Czechoslovakia. And there was one paragraph in the law saying that the Czech Republic, neither Slovakia, can use the symbols of Czechoslovakia. However, when this law was accepted at the beginning of November 1992, I think. However, when we prepared in the parliament the law about the symbols of Czech Republic, it was prepared in the committee, special committee, advisory body for parliament. We had meetings where we prepared also, we with proposals for arms and flags of villages and towns, and therefore we decided to help the members of parliament with the law on the symbols of the Czech Republic, and all members of our group, including Jiří Louda, it was a famous heraldist, and he was also during the Second World War in Great Britain, and he told us how our flag is important for us, this flag with the blue wedge, and everybody in this group agreed because we liked that Czechoslovak flag. So we prepared the law saying that the flag of Czech Republic is the flag white or red with the blue triangle, and only some politicians were against because they didn't want to make problems. However, the majority of members of parliament agreed with this law.
So Slovakia had to accept it.
Yeah. They didn't like it. Yeah, there were some problems. Maybe you remember that Mečiar wrote that the Czech Republic must pay million crowns for using this flag and so on. However,
none of that came about. Yes. It was an emotional time. You just said how important the flag was for Czechs. How do Czechs feel about their flag? They don't hoist it in their gardens the way Americans do. How do they feel about it?
It's a special situation. I think that American or, for example, Danish people can't understand Czechs when they see how we don't use the Czech flag, that it was necessary to nařídit.
Order.
To order to hoist the flag, yeah. And only when we are successful at the Olympic Games, we are proud of our flag, and only in such emotional situations as in 1968, we can take the Czech flag or the Czechoslovak flag at the time. But normally, when there is the national flag day, or not flag day, we would like to have flag day because there are many countries which have special flag day when they commemorate the adoption of the national flag and they hoist the flag. And we would be very happy if it could be on the 30th of March, because it will be now 100 years. However, the situation in the Czech Republic is that the majority of people are not interested in the history of our symbols and of using our symbols.
Sometimes the flag is flown the wrong way round. Is that...
That's the problem of flags, which are not of one color, or which are not, how we can say, if we have a flag of red, white, red, so there will be no problem if we hoist it upside down. However, because we have white over red, it's necessary to remember it, and I have a practical thing for it, because I know that if I look at the bottle of beer, for example, that the white foam is up the
is on top.
Yellow part. The white is on top, so I can. And I think that people must have some silver aid, because it's not only the problem of us. Maybe you don't know that the Union Jack, the flag of Great Britain, it is very often flown upside down, because it's also not symmetrical.
Now, we said Czechs don't fly their flag very often, but the flag has gone far, hasn't it? The flag has actually traveled to space.
Yeah. And it was also on Mount Everest, on the top of the... So our flag was, I think, in all possible parts of our universe.